Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Landon is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by a woman named Kate. So we're about to call Kate in a little while and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. But first, Landon, thanks for coming on the show, man. How long has it been since you heard from Kate?
Hey, it's been like a week. I don't know what's going on.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her in that week?
Like once a day, honestly.
Okay. So you're thinking she's somebody special. Why don't we go back a little bit and talk about her? So how was your date with her?
Oh, it was amazing. So my cousin owns a wine restaurant, and we went there, and we just got wine flights and meals, and we slow danced in the middle of the restaurant. Everyone was watching. Everyone clapped for us. It was really something else. I knew she was a bit shy, and honestly, you know, that's kind of my type. I love the shy girls. And I was excited to like get her out of her shell. I love just bring the shy girls out.
Okay. Bring the shy girls out.
Let the shy girls out.
That didn't work.
No.
Show them the world. Show them what they're missing. You know, we had so much food, and since it was my cousin, he even gave us like a dessert sampler afterward. It was like a 4-hour meal. It was amazing.
Okay, this sounds like a dream.
4 hours.
I love to eat like that.
But then we haven't spoken for a week since. I really don't know what's going on.
What happened at the end of y'all's date? Like, how did it end?
Yeah, so it ended with a kiss, which I'm pretty proud of. But we haven't spoken since. No texting, no calls, nothing.
Nothing.
Do you think it's because she's shy? I mean, you did say she was a shy girl.
That's my leading theory. Maybe she's just better in person than texting.
Did anything else happen on the date?
Beside the dancing and the kiss, she seemed really into me. She laughed at all my jokes as she ate. I mean, she's petite, but she can really eat. And I just thought that was so sexy.
That sounded like a lyric in a song. She's petite, but she can really eat. I like it. Do you think maybe it was your kiss? She still hasn't recovered?
Well, I mean... speaking of too good, I mean, the way that we danced together, I mean, it felt like it could translate to the bedroom, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So. Yeah, like you could dance in the bedroom, too. You could put on music.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But then, like, I can't figure out why I'm being ghosted, you know? It's just maybe I can't figure out how I messed up. Maybe she felt pressure to eat so much because I'm a big foodie, you know?
Maybe she's in a food coma.
She wouldn't say anything. Yeah.
Maybe. Because you know how like people feel like they want to keep up with drinking?
Oh.
So maybe it's the same idea with food if there's four hours worth of food.
Yeah. She just didn't want to say anything about, maybe I don't want to eat, but he's a foodie. So yeah, she just quietly just went along with it.
Maybe. All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at the Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at HomeDepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See HomeDepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at KNIX.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Landon is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Kate. It's been about a week. He hasn't heard anything from her and we're about to call her, get her on the phone and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Landon, why don't you refresh everybody's memory before we call her? Tell us about your date.
Yeah, so we went to my cousin's wine restaurant, drank a lot, ate a lot, danced in front of everyone. They applauded for us. It was really fun. Ended with a kiss and... I haven't heard from her since.
And she's petite and can eat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you ready to go? You ready to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kate, please?
This is she. Who's this?
Kate, hi. How are you? My name is Jubal. And I'm on a radio show called The Jubal Show.
What's up, Kate? Whole show's here. I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi.
I know. So awkward.
How are you?
I'm good. So, I'm sorry. You guys are on the radio?
Yes. And we're calling you because we got an email about you.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out with someone and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting.
Oh, okay.
It means we got an email about you because you're ghosting someone.
Yeah.
His name is Landon. And Landon really liked you and wants to know why you're ghosting him. Would you mind telling us?
Yeah. I mean, Landon was a great guy. I had a great time on our date. You know, I really liked him. And, you know, it was a really fun night, different than most dates I've gone on. And it was just really great. But, you know, I just think we just want different things, and I just have to protect myself from that, I think.
Okay, what does that mean?
You know, I just want to protect my heart. I think that Landon, you know, he was kind of talking about how he's not really ready for a relationship, and he's looking more for like a romantic, sensual experience, not really like a full-blown commitment. And, you know, that's fine, you know, but I really want romance and experiences, but I want to build something with someone. You know, I'm not in a huge rush to be in a relationship, but I don't really feel comfortable with like the non-committal mentality personally.
Did you guys have that conversation? Like he said that to you?
I mean, he had said, you know, that he just wants like romantic experiences, but he had said he wasn't really looking for like a full-blown commitment, which is, you know, I get it. I had a great time on our date. I didn't think that's what our date was for until we met. I thought we were looking for the same thing, so I was like taken off guard. But you know, everyone's looking for what they're looking for, and even though we had a fun time, it's just we're both looking for different things. It's not the right time and place.
Well, good for you knowing exactly what you want.
Thank you.
Kate, Landon is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Hey, Kate.
Hi, Landon.
Yeah, I didn't realize we were on such different paths. We had such a good time. I thought it was going well.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. And I mean, it's definitely a date I'll never forget. It was really fun. I really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed getting to know you. It's just, I think, you know, our path in life is just different right now.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I kind of wish you would have answered my text and we could talk about this. I mean, I'm open to discussion.
Well, then is that true, Landon? Are you not open to relationship?
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I am just looking for something casual right now, but I thought she was on the same page. We never discussed it, but yeah, maybe, I mean, if the timing is right in the future, we could hopefully get back together and make this work. What do you think?
I mean, I really enjoyed meeting with you. I think you're very attractive and, you know, we laughed a lot. Maybe in the future, you know, if I'm available, we could definitely try again. You know, it's just timing right now. It doesn't seem like it's on our side. That's all.
Okay. Well, like, what do I have to do to make you say yes? Like, what do you need?
You know what? That's funny. I just, honestly, you're wonderful. I had a great time with you. It's just that I am looking for something a little more, you know, Not so much a commitment, you know, commitment with the right person, but not something as loose as, I guess, what you're looking for, just like, you know, experiences, life experiences. I've had a lot of life experience and, you know, I'm ready to put that life experience to use. So I had a great time. I loved your cousin's restaurant. The wine was great. The food was amazing. I mean, I had the best time. It's just, I just don't want something super casual right now.
Landon, do you think that you're wanting something casual is kind of like your defense mechanism too? Because it sounds like you really like Kate. Like you keep trying to get her to it's something to ask yourself, you know, if you just say whoever you hang out with is casual, then you're protecting your heart too and not really putting yourself out there.
I didn't realize I was signing up for a therapy session here.
therapy is the bill.
Yeah, you know what? I think it may have something to do with my previous relationship, now that I think about it. Things just went too quickly. And I think the year I just wanted to take things more casual this time, not really look for a commitment yet.
What if you replace the word casual with slow?
Yeah.
That's a good observation there.
I'm sorry, but we say this all the time. We are therapist adjacent.
I definitely would prefer someone who's more sure on themselves. Like if you need to experience things to, you know, feel like you'll be a better partner in the future. I mean, that's your path. That's your choice. Like I said, I've had these experiences and I have a pretty clear idea of what I want and what I'm looking for and how I want to be treated. And, you know, I want to be a little bit more, you know, important than just something casual that's, you know, not going anywhere because I'm looking for something that's going to go somewhere.
Kate, would you like to go on another date with Landon? We'll pay for it.
No, I don't think so right now. Nothing against Landon. Yeah. Landon, you're wonderful. Again, I had the best time. Honestly, probably one of my top dates ever. It was really like dancing in the restaurant and the people, like it's stuff out of movies. That was incredible. It's just, again, I just want something a little bit more serious. It's going to go somewhere or ideally go somewhere. Like I felt a deep connection with you. So I would not want something casual. But if in the future you figure out what you're looking for and if I happen to still be available, you know, you have my number.
Hey, yeah, let's just keep in touch. We'll text back and forth and stay on each other's radar.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.